Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program, and today's recording date is Sunday, September the 4th, 2011. So, sisters and brothers, we are talking about the one who has Revelation 2 and 12. And to the angel of the church in Pergamos write these things, saith he, which hath the sharp sword with two edges. And we know that it is the word of God, which is sharper than any two-edged sword, that used properly is implemented to bring judgment on the oppressor and to bring justice, redemption, and salvation to the oppressed. The Old Testament, the Hebrew Israelite nation, the African Hebrew Israelite nation are fighting the oppressor with the sword, with implements of warfare, but metaphorically, that is talking to us about the word of God, which is sharper than any two-edged sword, because it's that word from the Most High Father and the Most High Mother that produced the whole of creation in the universe. So that which is the cause is greater than the effect. And so the sword is an effect. It is because of the word of the Most High manifesting in the physical realm that we're able to put together that which is constitutes a sword. So the sword is an effect, but the cause is the hidden and unseen Most High Father and Mother, that word coming from the Most High, from the Father, coming through the Mother Holy Spirit, bringing, manifesting into birth. Father and Mother gave birth to the creation and the universe from that word. So that word of God is sharper than the two-edged sword, because the word created that which we use to make the sword. So we're looking at Jesus is that one who has the sharp sword with two edges. His tongue is like a sharp two-edged sword, and is sharper than any two-edged sword, with that word from the Most High in his mouth, teaching us how we're to use the word of God. So we're looking at Luke 4 and 18, and Jesus is giving us his mission, and this is the mission of every preacher. No matter your religion, no matter your ideology or philosophy, when you raise up to speak to the masses of the people, when you raise up to speak to the oppressed, this that is the mission of Jesus should be your mission: to preach deliverance to the captive, to preach deliverance to those who are oppressed. Ah, oh, did I look up that word captive? Recovering of sight to the blind. That word captive is found under the number 164. Ikmalotos. Ikmalotos means captive. Those who are in jail. Those who are in prison. Those who have been imprisoned by the system. Jesus comes to preach deliverance to the captive, those who are imprisoned by this wicked system of capitalism, privatized and parasitic. Jesus comes to bring deliverance to all sisters and brothers, no matter the color, race, ethnicity, religion, creed, class, national origin. We who are not the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. We're not the wealthy 1%, 2% ruling class and families. All of us are oppressed and all of us are held captive. And Christ, with that word, comes to deliver us from such captivity. Recovering of sight to the blind. Recovering of sight, 309 on the Greek side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Anablepsis means recovering of sight. So we have been blinded by this wicked system. We have been blinded into supporting warfare and bloodshed. We have been blinded to this knowledge that we are going over today. We have been blinded to the true knowledge of the hidden and unseen Father, Amen, hidden and unseen Mother, Amenet, Allah, Illah, Jehovah or Yahweh, no matter what name you use, we have been blinded to that knowledge. See, that's why illumination gives you sight, because we are now blinded. So the word from Christ, the word from Yahshua Mashiach, removes that blindness and illuminates our spiritual mind so that we may see. Recovering of sight. Did I look that up already? Yeah, recovering of sight. And this is a feminine noun. Anablepsis. 309. This is a feminine noun. So we see that the recovering of sight is given to us in a Greek word that is feminine. So we can say that when we see the female properly, this is an interesting thought, when we see the female properly, we will then be elevated into that mind and we will see our minds illuminated and see the blindness retreating and being removed. When we see that we should protect our sisters, that we should protect our mothers, that we should protect our wives and our daughters and our females in society. When we as men see the female that way. In Africa, in Egypt, the man could not take the throne until the man had proved that he was able to see the female properly. That the female represents truth, justice, and righteousness. Represents equality. The square represented by the female, in that you must deal with the woman squarely. You must deal with the woman righteously. And the woman symbolized by the throne, in that the throne is symbolized by the woman. And the sitting on the throne is not disrespect to the woman, but means that the man is sitting with the knowledge of the feminine, the knowledge of the female, and is respectful and protective of the feminine and the female, and could not take the throne unless coming through spiritually the woman first. And so, recovering of sight. This is so wonderful. Recovering of sight. To who? To the blind. That word blind. 5185 on the Greek side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Tuflos means the blind and the mentally blind. So we know that we have been made mentally blind by this wicked, no good, rotten system. And the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught day and night that this knowledge comes to free us up from this blinding system. And we, the black man and woman, having been on the bottom, are the most blind to our knowledge, wisdom, and understanding that will free us from this condition of being blind. To set at liberty, that word liberty, 859, on the Strong's on the Greek side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Aphesis. That's a feminine noun again, which makes me to see that we must see that woman correctly, and we will free ourselves from this mentality. This what's this word I'm looking up? Hold it now. Recovering of sight to the blind and to set at liberty. Okay, so this word liberty, 859, on the Greek side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, is a feminine noun, and it means to be released from bondage or imprisonment, to forgive or pardon of sins, let them go as if they had never been committed, remission of the penalty. So we remember deliverance. And now this word, hold it now. Liberty has about, yeah, liberty and deliverance are the same words. We get it two different ways in English, but they are the same word in the Greek language, okay? And this, whether it's the word deliverance or the word liberty, we're at the point where it says, set at liberty them that are bruised, recovering of sight to the blind. So she has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised. So it said, preach deliverance and set at liberty. Liberty and deliverance are the same words. 8:5-9. On the Greek side, this is a feminine noun. Aphesis. Aphesis is the word, but it's the same as that word deliverance. We're on the word liberty. Release from bondage and imprisonment. So we're talking about imprisonment and bonding and bondage spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically. Jesus is telling us that he's coming to free the oppressed from the oppressor. And because this word is a feminine noun in the Greek, causes me to look at the condition of women. In the Congo, 10 million dead in 10 years plus, even now with the Obama administration in the seat, not of power, but the seat that represents the power, which is the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. In the Congo, women are suffering. Their husbands are being killed night and day. The women, the sisters, are suffering rapes. You would say, well, that's black people raping black people. These are mercenaries. These are a few in number mercenaries who are paid ultimately by the House of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. The Rothschilds control all of your central banks. And they are the ones that force governments into warfare. And the governments have to go to the Rothschilds to borrow the money to prosecute a war. Well, this is a covert war going on in the Congo. And the Oppenheimers control all of your resource and mining corporations. So together, the House of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers finance these little mercenary groups. Finance and weaponize these little mercenary groups. And pay these little mercenary groups to terrorize the masses of the people in the Congo and forcibly move the people off of the land so that the House of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers may set up mining corporations to mine the wealth, to take that wealth, diamonds, rubies, copper, so on and so forth, put them in the cars and the automobiles, put them in the implements of warfare, put them on your hand and diamonds and whatnot, and put them in your house in TVs and cell phones and whatnot. But the women are suffering. The men are suffering. And when we see that we are commissioned to raise up the woman and free up the woman from imprisonment and bondage, we will free ourselves. Continuing in Luke 4:18. Set at liberty them that are bruised. 2352. That number is the number for bruised on the Greek side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. Thrall. To break. Break in pieces. To shatter. To smite through. So we who have been broken into pieces. We who have been shattered. We who have been smitten, to smite someone is to hit and to strike a blow at someone. The oppressed, the black, the brown, the red, the yellow, and the poor white. We are they who have suffered such. And black man and woman, you have suffered the most. Alongside your indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native American. But some of them are a little bit better off because they are better able to go after their culture. And I love my sisters and brothers of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere when they go after their religion, their spirituality, and their culture, because it is equivalent to African spirituality and culture. So black man and woman, we're going to have to go after our spirituality and our culture. and wake up the Christ spirit within ourselves, and wake up the Christ spirit within the whole of the oppressed, and all of the oppressed, black, brown, red, yellow, and poor white, we're going to come together. And black preacher, we're going to preach the word of God correctly. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. And we are here. The Spirit of the Lord is upon us because she hath anointed us to preach the gospel to the poor, to send us to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. We're talking about the oppressed. We're talking about those that are in prison. We're talking about this word of God, which is sharper than any two-edged sword. We are the Jesuses today. We are they who are commissioned to fight this modern-day Rome, this modern-day Caesar, this modern-day ruling class and ruling families that have assassinated our Jesuses. We are the Jesus. We are here to teach and to speak and to judge today's wicked system of privatized capitalism, privatized and parasitic. We are here to judge this system of slavery and exploitation and colonialism in the tradition of Garvey, Du Bois, Robeson, Tubman, Sojourner Truth, Fannie Lou Hamer, Elijah Muhammad, Mega Evers, Malcolm X, Dr. King, all of those. These are our Jesuses, and we have Jesuses today. And one of our Jesuses today said that Barack Obama is listening to Satan. And so today we have to really give critical analysis to how the synagogue of Satan is using our brother Barack Obama and the Obama administration, and understand that Obama is not the power. George Bush was not the power. These are only spokespersons for different factions of the power, the ultimate wicked power being Satan coming through the House of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. We are here to give justice. To give justice to the people. We are here to stand up for equal rights and justice. Let me go ahead and take my break early, because I want to go to the Quran right quick, because our brother Minister Louis Farrakhan, a modern day Jesus, a modern day Christ in our midst, has caused us to understand that the Obama administration is listening to and doing the bidding of and working on behalf of the synagogue of Satan. Let me take this break and I'll see you on the other side of the break.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. And today's recording date is Sunday, September the 4th, 2011. Now, sisters and brothers, every now and then I'm going to be reading from the Quran. Another book, collection of writings manifested to us through a wonderful prophet, Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah of Arabia, 600-700 years AD. This book giving us the same knowledge found in Bible, same knowledge found in Bhagavad Gita, same knowledge found in the Native American spiritualism, same knowledge found in the African spiritual, same knowledge found all over the earth, in creation, in the universe, coming from the same Most High Father and Most High Mother. Now, Quran, as well as Bible, and all of these writings and knowledges are for the oppressed. The oppressed are to study this knowledge so that we may come together and fight the oppressor. This Quran is judgment on the oppressor, and justice and salvation and redemption for the oppressed. Now, this that I'm going to read is coming from chapter 2. Chapter 2, section 2, verse 8. I'm going to read verse 8 to verse 15. And this is talking about those who seem to be in power and seem to be our friends, but in reality are not our friends. Minister Louis Farrakhan caused us to see that Obama talks like he's our friend and working on our behalf, but in reality, Obama is listening to and working on behalf of Satan, the synagogue of Satan, the house of Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, the wicked ruling class and ruling families. Minister Abdul Muhammad this morning on the Nation of Islam .org said that we are not to put our faith anymore in politicians. And these politicians are no good for us. Now, there are some good politicians, but the political structure is controlled by the House of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. They control both parties, Republican and Democrat. So I want to speak for a minute to those of you who love the Republicans or those of you who love the Democrats. The Republican Party gears itself toward Caucasian people, white people, sisters and brothers, and parade as if they love Caucasian people, as if they love white people. The Democratic Party parade themselves as lovers of poor black, brown, red, and yellow. And these two parties are used by Satan, the House of Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, the synagogue of Satan, to deceive all of us. My brain in these days, neither black nor white can hardly point to each other anymore as being more wicked than the other. I'm talking about those in the oppressed class. I'm not talking about those Caucasians who are at the top, the House of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. I'm talking about the poor white and the poor black and all the other poor brown, red, yellow. Some of us pointed, poor white folk, and say, y'all voting Republican, y'all are sad. Well, we're just as sad because the Democratic Party is even worse than the Republican Party, because the Democratic Party plays like they're for the unions and for the workers. And every time you vote for them, we're the biggest loser every time. So some of us who are white love the Republican Party, and we're poor, we're naked, we're raggedy, we're hungry, we're out of doors. Some of us who are poor and black and brown and red and yellow love the Democratic Party. Let's read from the Quran. And there are some people who say, we believe in Allah and the last day. This is those who are in the institutions, who are the sitting in the seat of the institutions, governmental, educational, and financial. These are they who appear to have the power. These are they who are the presidents and the prime ministers of the earth. They appear to have the power, and they come before us and they say, yeah, we believe in God. We believe in the last day. We believe in the scriptures and whatnot. We believe in judgment. They come into your churches. They come into your mosques and your synagogues. They come into your places of worship when they're on the campaign trail and act like they believe in your holy books. But they're liars. And they say, but the Quran says, and they are not believers. Which means what? They're liars. They're deceivers. They come and use your holy book and come into your religious ceremony and act like they love you and love God and love Judgment Day. But the Quran says, and they are not believers. Moving on to verse 9 of chapter 2. And this is entitled Lip Profession. These ones in power, whether it's the Obama administration, and they're not in power, they represent the power, the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, or whether it's the Bush administration, or whether it's the Clinton administration, or whether it's the Herbert Walker Bush administration, or whether it's the Carter administration, whether they are Republican or Democrat, they only give you lip service. Verse 9, they seek to deceive Allah and those who believe. So they come and they try to deceive the Most High. And they try to deceive us and you and try to deceive the believing community. It says, and they deceive only themselves, and they perceive not. So these ones, wicked ones, that represent the wicked powers, deceive only themselves, and they don't even know it. This is Obama. This is Bush. This is Clinton. This is Cameron of Britain. This is Berlusconi of Italy. This is Sarkozy of France. This is Netanyahu of Israel. All of these are they who say they believe and deceive themselves and perceive it not. Verse 10. And there in their hearts is a disease. They are diseased, sisters and brothers. They are infected with the mentality of the House of Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, the wicked ruling class and families. So they play like they're for us, but they're only for the wicked, rotten ruling class and families, the Illuminati Masonic Order. And they create warfare and bloodshed because they're diseased. And then they want to infect us with that disease. So continuing in verse 10 of chapter 2 of the Holy Quran. So Allah increased their disease, and for them is a painful chastisement because they lie. Now, you say, is Allah actively increasing the disease? Or is this telling us that the Most High, Allah, Father, Ilah, Mother, has set it up in the universe that whatever you have given your heart to, and whatever you have leaned your mind and spirit and soul to, unless you reject that, it only increases. So this is only talking about how the universe is constructed. You give your heart over to disease and do the work of that disease in your heart, it increases. And then what's the consequences? A painful chastisement, judgment. Why? Because they lie. Obama lies to you. Obama plays like he's for the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. Then he goes right behind what he has said to us and does the bidding of Wall Street, the Wall Street oligarchs, the corporate elite plutocrats, the House of Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, taking all our wealth and bailing out the banks when he could have used all of that. My wife and I have been studying a book by Jesse Ventura. We don't care where the knowledge comes from, as long as it is knowledge, called American Conspiracies. I believe that's the title of the book. And he says, when examining the bailout of the banks, that all of those trillions of dollars could have been used to bail out every human being, every family that was suffering foreclosure and being turned out into the streets, having lost their home. Those monies were not used for the people. Those monies were used to bail out the banks that caused the problem in the first place. So in, for them, for the Obama administration, for the Bush administration, Clinton, no matter these so-called leaders, is a painful chastisement. And there's a painful chastisement for us too, as long as we follow behind such wicked leadership. Verse 11 in the Quran, chapter 2. And when it is said to them, make not mischief in the land, they say, we are but peacemakers. So Minister Louis Farrakhan, Omalia Shetella, Ashra Kwesi, Mariwa Kwesi, Francis Cress Welsing, Winnie Mandela, who else? Yosef Binyakinen, Cornel West, Tavis Smiley. All of these individuals are saying to those ones who appear to be in power, stop making mischief in the land. Stop warfare and bloodshed. Stop killing people in Libya. Stop killing people in Africa. Stop killing people in Europe and the so-called Middle East. Stop implementing systems that destroy the poor, the afflicted, the needy inside of the United States of North America. Stop shooting and killing brothers on the street, fraternal order of the police. Stop shooting and killing people in Britain, Britain police. But what do they say in return? They say, oh, we're peacemakers. We know that they are telling lies. They try to tell us that the implementations that came about after 9/11 are to make peace. We know that 9/11 is a fictitious narrative, so that these who represent the power may once again implement warfare and make mischief in the land. Verse 12 of chapter 2 in the Quran. Now surely they are the mischief makers, but they perceive not. You see, the Obama administration, the Bush administration, Cameron, Netanyahu, they believe what they're doing is for peace. The Quran is causing us to see into their mentality, their mind, how their brain works. They say they are peacemakers, but in reality, they are mischief makers. What is mischief? That which is not good, that which is evil, that which hurts people. They're mischief makers, but they perceive not. They believe what they're doing is for peace. And the Quran is causing us to understand that these are folk who don't even understand what they're doing. So we must understand what they're doing and reject them. Minister Farrakhan said Obama is listening to Satan. So we're going to have to reject that one listening to Satan. Verse 13. And when it is said to them, believe as the people believe, they say, watch this now, shall we believe as the fools believe? When you tell these wicked ones in power to believe, these wicked ones who represent the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, to believe as the people believe, they say, shall we believe as the fools believe? They call you a fool for believing in the Most High. They call you a fool for going to church and going to temple and going to synagogue or going to revolutionary meetings such as in St. Petersburg at the Uhuru House. They say you a fool for gathering together. But they don't tell you that to your face. But the Quran says next in verse 13, now surely they are the fools, but they know not. So all of these ones in governmental, educational, financial position who represent the House of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, according to the Quran, they're the fool and they know it not. But you and me, sisters and brothers, we're the revolutionaries and we're not the fool. We know the Most High and we know what our job is, our mission. Verse 14. And let me say 13 is the number of resurrection. So when we understand this dynamic, we will resurrect spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically and overturn the synagogue of Satan. That is African knowledge. Understanding the number 13 is the number of resurrection. Verse 14. And when they meet those who believe, they say we believe. You watch how these candidates come into your churches, whether you're a white Republican or a black, brown, red, yellow Democrat, they come to your churches, the Republican candidates and the Democratic candidates, and they say that we're believers, but they're liars. And it's time, white people, to reject the Republicans and black, brown, red, yellow to reject the Democrats. There may be a few who are good, but the power, they are controlled by the real power of the House of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. And when they are alone, continuing in verse 14, and when they are alone with their devils, they say, surely we are with you. We were only mocking. Watch how Look how this Quran, which is an extension of the Bible, the same knowledge, giving us to understand the true mentality of those who claim to be believers. When they are alone with the house of Rothschilds, when they are alone with the Oppenheimers, when they are alone with the wicked ruling class and families, they say to the devils, "We were only mocking. Surely we are with you, house of Rothschilds and Oppenheimers and 1%, 2% ruling class and families." 15, Allah will pay them back their mockery, and he leaves them alone in their inordinacy, blindly wandering on. So this mockery, Allah, the Most High Father, will pay them back for mocking us, for wanting to be with the Most High and stand up for the people. And Allah leaves them alone in their inordinacy. That word inordinacy having to do that which is out of order. The Obama administration is out of order. The Bush administration was out of order. So they will be left alone in their inordinacy, blindly wandering alone. And you can tell, blindly wandering on, and you can see how blind they are. They're to the point where they don't know what to do. But we, the revolutionary, know what to do. Let me briefly go for a couple of minutes as we wrap this up. We were talking in Ruth about Boaz, and I just wanted to talk for a few seconds about some knowledge of Boaz. Now, look, sisters and brothers, when you go through the temple of your church or your synagogue, that is constructed on the universe. The African ancestors saw their nation as constructed on the universe. Civilization constructed on the universe. And Thebes in the south represented strength. And On in the north represented establish. And the unification of strength and establish represented stability. These are the pillars that the universe spiritually, allegorically sits on. The universe is founded on strength and establishment, and stability is the unification. The universe is founded on truth, justice, and righteousness. And you remember that Boaz was, it means strength. In him is strength. And on the when you face your temple, when you face your church, the left side represents the south. This is all Masonic knowledge stolen from Africa. And the right side, your right, but the left of the church, represents the north, and the word for that is Jachin or Yakin. And that word means establish. So the African Hebrew language is directly related to the African Egyptian ancient language. Boaz, your left, the right side of the church, is the south, represents strength. And the right, your right, the left side of the church, temple, so on and so forth, is the word Jachin, represents established. That word means established. And we're going to go into more detail on that next time. But I want to begin to say that when we look at these words and look at the temple and look at the church and look at our physical bodies, we're all structured on the universe. Truth, justice, and righteousness are strength, establish, and stability. That's all for this session. Jah love, Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah people. Thank you.